The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scraponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. In the recycling industry, some of the most crucial variables to understand are weights and units of measurement. Believe it or not, it's the weight of scrap material, not only its type, that determines whether it can be economically recycled. First, let's begin with the units we use at Friedland, of which most of the recycling industry also uses. We use gross ton for ferrous metals, like sheet and cast iron, net ton for paper, pounds for non-ferrous metals, like copper and aluminum, as well as plastics and electronics, and sometimes we use per unit pricing for standardized items like car batteries. It's easy to confuse these units, especially the different types of ton. If you're familiar with the ton unit of measurement, your first thought may be that 1 ton equals 2,000 pounds, right? Well, it depends on the type of ton. 1 net ton equals 2,000 pounds, yes, but 1 gross ton equals 2,240 pounds. Huh? Ferrous scrap material is often priced in gross ton units. This is important for you to know, so when you call a scrap processor for pricing because you want to recycle those old metal shelves in your garage, you'll be prepared. Here's how you can rework this equation in terms of pounds. Let's say you call Friedland, tell us you have an old stove, and are quoted a price of $225 per gross ton. Take $225 and divide it by 2,240 pounds per gross ton, and you'll find that it equals around 10 cents per pound. An estimate like this may be okay for a 200-pound stove, but may not be accurate enough when we're talking about 200,000 pounds. Next week, we'll discuss why. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.